USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of its co-founders saying today that Facebook should be closed by the government. In an op-ed in the New York Times, co-founder Chris Hughes says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable, and the government should break up the social media giant.
The reason that I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
Hughes speaking there to NBC News following his op-ed piece and saying it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook that he and Zuckerberg founded in 2004. The latest from Speaker Nancy Pelosi is that the House will proceed cautiously on the possible impeachment of President Trump, saying on Capitol Hill this morning, impeachment is one of the most divisive things you can do. Earlier this week, she'd suggested that Trump is trying to goad Democrats to impeach him because he knows it's so deeply divisive. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by more than 400 points in morning trading after President Trump tells a rally audience yesterday that China broke the deal when it comes to trying to negotiate a trade deal between the two countries, and he plans on raising tariffs against Chinese goods if a deal is not reached by tomorrow.
But they broke the deal. They can't do that, so they'll be paying if we don't make the deal.
Drug makers will have to start disclosing the prices of prescription drugs on their TV commercials. The Department of Health and Human Services says the price will have to be included if it's at least $35 for a month's supply. That will take effect 2 months from now. The Chicago Cubs say a fan who made a gesture that is associated with racism that was seen on TV during Tuesday's home game will not be permitted in Wrigley Field ever again. The Cubs not releasing the spectator's name, though. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting that around 228,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That was about 2,000 fewer than filed the previous week. However, the forecast for most analysts was for fewer, about 220,000 Americans, to have filed initial claims. The South Korean military says North Korea fired 2 short-range missiles today, the second weapons test in less than a week by the North. One missile reportedly flew 260 miles, the other about 170. Last Saturday, the North also fired several short-range missiles, the first weapons launch since 2017, and they now come amid the U.S. and North Korea's resumed tension, seemingly reaching a stalemate on denuclearization efforts. At the same time, though, a top American envoy is currently in South Korea for talks on how to get the nuclear negotiations back up and running. And Prince Harry heading back to work just days after wife Meghan Markle gives birth to their first child, son Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. The Duke of Sussex has now flown off to the Netherlands to help get some events going towards the launch of the 2020 Invictus Games, which are sporting events where wounded veterans compete. Reminding you again, we're online. Anytime you want to check us out at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.